This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. Besides, the PM launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rally in Bhiwani yesterday. He criticized the Congress, saying that the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. A two-day national symposium of National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command entitled Exercise Akia will begin in Chennai today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. The exercise will feature simulations, technology discussions and experts' insights in various roles of disaster management. Representatives from railways, transport, civil aviation, health, environment and climate change departments and state and national disaster management authorities and the Indian Army will be present. IMD officials, National Remote Sensing Centres, Central Water Commission and Forest Survey of India will also participate in the symposium. India's total exports from April to August 2024 are estimated at around $329 billion, showing a growth of 5.35%, according to data released yesterday by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The estimated value of service exports during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year were over $150 billion, reflecting a rise of over 10%. Meanwhile, the merchandise exports during this period were over $178 billion, reflecting a growth of 1.14%. On the other hand, merchandise imports for April to August 2024 totaled over $295 billion compared to $275.83 billion during the same period last year. Service imports during this period reached $80 billion, up from over $74 billion in April-August of the previous year. Total imports during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year are estimated at around $375 billion, registering a growth of 7.2%. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a security assessment meeting at the Ha'Kiryah military base in Tel Aviv yesterday, following deadly pager explosions in Lebanon. In a statement, Hezbollah said that it is conducting security and scientific investigations to identify the reasons behind these explosions. In a separate statement, the Hezbollah group blamed Israel for this attack and vows to retaliate. However, Israel has not claimed responsibility for the incidents. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights issued a report yesterday on Myanmar civilians' killing and torture that indicates around 5,350 civilians had been killed by the military since the 2021 military coup after deposing the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The report was partly based on remote interviews with hundreds of victims and witnesses because investigators are denied access. The UN report also revealed that nearly 27,400 people have been arrested since the coup and are thought to be in military training centers. James Rodhaver, head of the UN Rights Office for Myanmar, has said that Myanmar is plumbing the depths of the human rights abyss. While addressing media in Geneva, he said Myanmar's military has created the crisis by instrumentalizing the legal system and criminalizing nearly all forms of dissent against its attempt to rule the country. In hockey, India lifted the Men's Asia Champions Trophy for record fifth time after defeating the hosts China 1-0 at Hullenby last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.